ओम हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सहनिवीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांति। ओम नमो भगवते श्री दक्षिणामूर्ति स्वरूपाय श्री दयानंद रूपाय परम गुरवे परमात्मने परब्रह्मणे। ओम यस्माज्जातं जगत्सर्वं यस्मिन्नेव प्रलीयते येनेदं धार्यते चैव तस्मै ज्ञानात्मने नमः। कृष्णयजुर्वेदीये तैत्तिरीयोपनिषदि शिक्षावल्याम् एकादशः अध्यायः। वी आर स्टिल सीइंग दि भाष्यम् ऑफ दि मंत्र द 11th अनुवाक। We are seeing the meanings of the instructions given by the teacher to his students in his valedictory address. There, we saw the meaning of the word tapas. We briefly saw the meaning, very briefly yesterday. Samskatasya hi विशुद्ध सत्वस्य आत्मज्ञानम् अञ्जसा एव उत्पद्यते। आत्मज्ञानम् कस्य उत्पद्यते? द सेल्फ अर्ज राइजेस ओनली फॉर अ प्योर माइंडेड पर्सन। द प्योर माइंडेड पर्सन इज द वन रिफाइंड माइंडेड पर्सन संस्कृतस्य। सो संस्कृति ही द रिफाइनमेंट takes time, for which one has to consciously live his life, life of dharma, life of values, following the disciplines. Therefore, atmajnanam takes place very easily, effortlessly, only if a person is refined mentally. Samskatasya vishuddha sattvasya eva anjasa आत्मज्ञानम् उत्पद्यते। देन् इन् टु सपोर्ट् दट् स्टेट्मेण्ट् द फैक्ट् इट्स् अ फैक्ट् नोन् फैक्ट् रिपीटेड्लि एव्रिवेर् आल्वेस् वी हियर् दिस् फैक्ट्। सो शङ्कर भगवत्पाद इन् हिस् कमेण्ट्री हि कोट्स् मनुस्मृति स्टेट्मेण्ट् तपसा कल्मषं हन्ति विद्यया अमृतम् अश्नुते। Any spiritual aspirant gets all his impurities resolved by his tapas. Tapas means what? By his commitment in following all the values, disciplines, etc. Thereby he becomes mentally prepared. As a prepared minded person, he attains jnanam, and with jnanam, he attains moksha in terms of immortality. Vidya amritam ashnute. So the statement itself beautifully presents the order. Living a life of karma yoga, following the values, discipline strictly, is for mental preparation. And mental even there, one must, the commitment must be there. With the shraddha, with the commitment, one must follow those disciplines. Then it becomes a tapas. That is how a person becomes prepared minded. Once if he is prepared, then shastram, pramanam becomes effective. Jnanam takes place. Once jnanam takes place, the person is free. he discovers his freedom. That's what is explained by this Smriti statement. Tapasa kalmasham hanti vidyaya amritam ashnute. Vakshyati cha. Again, it's going to be said later on in the third section. Tapasa brahma vijignyasasva. Even to fulfill one's desire for knowing the truth, one must have tapas. One must be committed to the appropriate discipline. Commitment to following any appropriate discipline becomes tapas. That's what is meant there. Ataha, therefore, vidya utpatyartham anushteyani karmani. Therefore, all these karmas should be followed. All these karmas means all these values and disciplines. The rituals prescribed by Smriti and Smriti, all of them should be strictly followed. For what? Vidya utpatyartham. For the rise of knowledge. Which means, rise of knowledge is dependent on the conducive mental preparation, mind. Our mind to be conducive, to have the conduciveness for knowledge to rise, it must be refined, prepared. For which no choice, no shortcut method, one has to follow these values and disciplines. Okay. Anushasti. Iti anushasana shabdat. So anushasti iti. Anushasana shabda, by the very expression anushasanam, meant by the verb anushasti, what is implied is that these values and disciplines and karma should be strictly followed. Okay. Anushasana atikramehi doshotpattihi. Doshasya utpattihi bhavishyati. There will be definitely mistake, there will be error committed. If this teaching is not strictly followed, the teaching is anushasanam, here is teaching. Strict instruction is anushasanam. If the strict instruction, if it is transgressed, in transgressing this, there happens a mistake. Okay. Again, prag upanyasatcha karmanam. Karmanam upanyasat prak. So before the beginning of the teaching of Brahma Vidya, as there is mention of the teaching of all these disciplines, also it is implied what? They must be followed, which means until the knowledge rises, until the mind becomes conducive, mind becomes prepared enough for the rise of knowledge, one has no choice, one has to follow this discipline strictly. The teaching may sound very simple. Why it is emphasized so much? We don't see the value, isn't it? We mean we must really pay very serious, you know, attention in following these things, to follow this strictly. So, kevala brahma vidyarambhat cha puram karmani upanyastani. So, before the beginning of the teaching of only brahma vidya, exclusively brahma vidya, not mixed with any karma, upasana, etc. These disciplines, values, the karmas have been instructed, taught, which means they are relevant only until the knowledge rises. Once the knowledge has risen, then everything becomes irrelevant. How important karma is. Without following karma, without performing karma, without doing duties, without following these values and disciplines, it is impossible to become prepared for the jnanam. Once you become prepared, jnanam rises, all of them lose their relevance. That's why we understand the second chapter also, we had this verse. ब्राह्मणस्य विज्ञानतः सर्वतः संप्लुत उदके. Isn't it? Okay, Udake. How the in the place of floods, reservoir full of water is of no use. Para Vijanataha Brahmanasya Sarveshu Vedeshu Tavane Vartaha. Remember that meaning verse. So jnanam, once jnanam rises, they lose their relevance. Okay, so that's what we have to come to today's class. Uditayam cha brahma vidyayam. Once the knowledge has risen, when the knowledge has taken place, aham brahma asmi, if that jnanam becomes very clear, the perspective changes. Identity is different. Identity shift happens. Then what happens? There's no doership, no enjoyership. There, person standpoint of one's own swarupam, a person attains fearlessness. And the mind, there's establishment of fearlessness. The person attains the establishment of fearlessness. This is a true translation of the sentence we're going to read. The Taittiriya Upanishad mantra itself, we're going to see later on these mantras. Jnana phalam, the mantras which reveal the benefit of jnana. One such mantra is what? Abhayam pratishtham vindate. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. The seventh mantra, the second section. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. A jnani attains fearlessness. This establishment of fearlessness one attains means what? The person becomes absolutely fearless minded. The phenomenon called fear will resolve for good for a jnani. Abhayam pratishtham vindate. Abhayasya pratishtha happens means what? Fearlessness becomes installed in his mind. Means fearlessness will be established in his mind. When the knowledge has risen, Brahma Uditayam Brahma Vidyayam. So Brahma Vidya Yada Udita Bhavati Tada Abhayam Pratishtam Vindate. That is the meaning. One more sentence in the same section. Na bibheti kutaschaneti. Na bibheti kutaschana. From nowhere will fear come to this jnani. What does it mean? Nothing will cause any fear for him. From nowhere fear will come to him means he will become absolutely a fearless person. He will not be afraid of anything anywhere. Kutaschana na bibheti. Kutaha is an indeclinable word which means from where. Na kutaschana, from nowhere. From nowhere, fear comes to him. Means what? This person gets frightened. This person does not get frightened of anything, anywhere. This jnani. Then this person, jnani, will be free from all guilt and hurt also. Guilt and hurt caused by one's own, knowingly or unknowingly, performed commissions and omissions. Especially here, kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Kim aham sadhu na akaravam. Oh my God, why I did not do this right action? Why I did this wrong action? No, this is what guilt. Why I did this? Why I did not do this? So many mantras. The statements expressing one's guilt of having committed something appropriate, having omitted something appropriate, having committed something inappropriate, then causes guilt after committing, isn't it? Kim akar sadhu kim aham na akaravam? Why I did not do this appropriate action? Why I did not do this right thing? Why did the wrong thing? This guilt of having committed something wrong, having omitted something appropriate. This guilt also will be there only if there's ajnani. Ajnanam is there. For a jnani, doership itself is not there. Doership being not there, aham karta, that notion itself being not there, how can there be guilt of committing, doing something wrong or right? Therefore, kimaham sadhuna akaravam, kimaham sadhuna karavam, ittevamadina karma naishkinchanyam darshayishyati. Karma naishkinchanyam means actionlessness being one surupam, or the non-relevance, irrelevance of actions on one's part also will show. Karma naishkinchanyam. Nakinchit karma asti iti. No, there is no karma at all on my part. There is naishkinchanyam. Naishkinchanyam implies what? Naishkarmyam. Naishkinchanyam implies naishkarmyam. So, this jnanam, by all these statements also, what we understand, the irrelevance of actions in the wake of jnanam. For a jnani, karma naishkinchanyam darshayishyati. The actionlessness or the non-relevance, irrelevance of actions etc. Upanishad will show by these such statements. Kim darshayishyati means who will show? Upanishad is going to show, reveal, which is going to reveal later on the following chapter by all these such statements. Ittyeva madina means by statements such as these. Kimaham sadhuna karavam abhayam pratishtham vindate nabibheti kutaschaneti. Ittyeva madina means what? By statements such as these, Upanishad itself is going to reveal in the next section karma naishkinchanyam, irrelevance of actions after the attainment of jnanam. Is it clear? Yeah. Why irrelevance of karma? Karma would be irrelevant for a jnani because there won't be any kartrutvam. Because jnani would have understood actionlessness being his surupam. Therefore, he'll be free from kartrutvam and bhoktrutvam. Being free from all wrong notions about the self, naturally, karma will be irrelevant for a jnani. Upanishad is going to show this later on in the following chapter. Okay. So Shankara Bhagavatpada continues, iti ataha avagamyate, ataha avagamyate, therefore, this is understood. What is understood? Purva upachita duritakshayadvarena vidya utpatyarthani karmani iti. So from this teaching, it is understood that karmani, all these karmas implying values, disciplines, other rituals, etc., prescribed by Shruti and Smriti, are specifically for what? Meant for making the mind conducive for the rise of knowledge. Vidya utpatyarthani karmani. Karma vidya utpatyarthameva. So performing any action, following any discipline, any value is not simply for some earning punyam alone. Ultimately for what? For converting the unrefined mind into refined mind so that knowledge will rise. So vidya utpatyartham karma, vidya utpatyarthani karmani. How karmani vidya utpatyarthani? How do the performance of rituals or following values, disciplines, etc. contribute to the rise of knowledge? Not directly. How they contribute for the rise of knowledge? Not directly, indirectly, by contributing for mental preparation. By contributing for mental preparedness. How do they contribute for mental preparedness? By removing the obstacles. Removing all the pratibandhas. How do they remove the pratibandhas? By neutralizing all the prarabdha papa karmani, accumulated papa karmani. Purva upachita durita kshaya dwarena. Very important. Purva upachita durita kshaya dwarena. See, dwaram means what here? Dwaram through the neutralization of accumulated papa karmas. Means actually prarabdha papa karmas. Purva upachita papa karmas. Previously accumulated papa karmas. Papa. Durita means papa. Purva upachita papa karma. Papam implies the prarabdha papani. See, when we do what should be done, when we follow these values strictly, we follow this discipline strictly, the commitment, the tapas, then definitely they contribute, they remove all the obstacles by neutralizing the prarabdha papam. They neutralize the prarabdha papam, thereby obstacles become removed, thereby mind becomes conducive for the rise of knowledge. See, this much explanation is important for us to have Shraddha in what we are doing. So you don't simply light the lamp carelessly because somebody is telling. I do it with Shraddha, with focus, attention. This intense prayer must be there. No? Gratitude must be expressed. So worshipfully, prayerfully, intensely, fervently, we must do anything we do. Because it has the capacity to remove your obstacles by neutralizing your prarabdha papani. We do not know what all papa karma we have in store now. It's not that whole papa karma you have in your sanchita karma. No. The present small, present actions, the present lifestyle definitely has the capacity to neutralize your prarabdha papa karmas. Not sanchita papa karmani. So, purva upachita durita kshaya dwarena. By removing the obstacles, obstructions, pratibandhas caused by the papa karmas accumulated, which exhaust in this janma. So, these karmas contribute for mental preparation, adequate mental purity and steadiness. Thereby, they contribute indirectly for the rise of knowledge. Therefore, purva upachita durita kshaya dwarena vidya utpatyarthani karmani iti avagamyate. Now it must be understood. This is how we understand here. It is understood. Having said that, even this, for this understanding, Shankara Bhagavatpada again quotes a mantra from Ishavasa Upanishad. Mantra varnaticha. Mantra varna means Ishavasa Upanishad itself is a mantra Upanishad. So statements of Ishavasa Upanishad are actually mantra statements. Therefore, mantra vakyani. The statements of mantra Upanishad. So, mantra varnaticha, as also there is a mantra statement of the Ishavasi Upanishad. What is said there? Avidyayamrityum tirtva vidyayamrutam ashnute. அவித்யா மிருத்யும் தரதி, வித்யா அமிர்தம் அஷ்ணுதே. செகண்ட் சென்டென்ஸ் யூ அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் ஈஸிலி. வித்யா அமிர்தம் அஷ்ணுதே, த பர்சன் அட்டைன்ஸ், என்ஜாய்ஸ் இம்மார்டாலிட்டி, என்ஜாய்ஸ் மோக்ஷா, அட்டைன்ஸ் மோக்ஷா பை நாலெட்ஜ். வெரி சிம்பிள், வி நோ வெரி வெல். வித்யா அமிர்தம் அஷ்ணுதே, அமிர்தம் விந்ததே, சிம்பிள் ஸ்டேட்மெண்ட். பட் ஃபார் ஒன் டு அட்டைன் மோக்ஷா, இம்மார்டாலிட்டி, ஃபார் டு ஹாவ் ஞானம், ஒன் மஸ்ட் பி மென்டலி ப்ரிப்பேர்ட். ஒன் மஸ்ட் ஹேவ் கண்டியூசிவ் மைண்ட் ஃபார் ரைஸ் ஆஃப் நாலெட்ஜ். ஃபார் மைண்ட் டு பி ப்ரிப்பேர்ட், டெஃபினெட்லி ஒன் மஸ்ட் ரிசால்வ் ஆல் பிரதிபந்தாஸ். டு ஹாவ் ஒன்ஸ் பிரதிபந்தாஸ் ரிசால்வ்ட், ஆப்ஸ்டக்கிள்ஸ் இன் ஆப்ஸ்டக்கிள்ஸ். Shastram is there, Pramanam is there, interest is there, Shraddha is there, commitment is there, study is happening, teacher is there, still something obstructs. Pratibandha. The Pratibandhas should be removed. Then knowledge can rise. Nothing can stop the knowledge. Only Pratibandhas prevent the knowledge from rising. If the Pratibandhas have to be resolved, then பாரப்த பாபம் ஷுட் பி நியூட்ரலைஸ்ட். சோ தி பாரப்த பாபம் பிகம், ஹவு டஸ் இட் பிகம், ஹவு டஸ் தி பாரப்த பாபம் பிகம் நியூட்ரலைஸ்ட், தட் வாட் இஸ் இட், மிருத்யு தரணம். மிருத்யு தரணம் இஸ் வாட், ஓவர் கமிங் மிருத்யு. தி வேர்ட் மிருத்யு டஸ் நாட் மீன் டெத். பிளீஸ் பி கேர்ஃபுல். தி வேர்ட் மிருத்யு, actually I explained this in my Ishavasan class, okay. The word mrityu literally means death. Death implies what? Samsara. What contributes to samsara? Karmas. So mrityum teertva, having overcome means having neutralized all papa karmani. Mrityu taranam here implies not overcoming death, but having overcome all the obstacles, having resolved all the obstacles. How? Avidyaya. The word avidya means karma. Why? Because good action, right action, wrong action, any action, following discipline, following values, everything implies what? Karma. Karma is a product of ignorance. Where karma is meant by the word avidya here. Okay, avidyaya mrityum teetva. We have to get out of this mantra, then we have to explain that mantra. Avidyaya mrityum teetva means karmana mrityum teetva, karmana pratibandhan teetva. That's the meaning. So having resolved all the obstacles by neutralizing all the parabdha papa karmani, by strictly following the disciplines and values, following way of life enjoined by the Shastram, one becomes mentally prepared, thereby knowledge rises, thereby by knowledge one attains moksha. This much is revealed by this Ishavasya mantra statement. From this statement of Ishavasya Mantropishit also, the same fact is understood. Avidyaya mrityum teertva vidyaya amrutam ashnute. Now you can understand why Bhagavan Krishna, chapter after chapter after chapter after, he emphasizes karma yoga lifestyle so much. Okay, next we'll go to next sentence. ருதாதீனாம் பூர்வத்ர உபதேச ஆனர்த்தக்ய பரிஹாரார்த்தஹ இஹது ஞானோத்பத்யர்த்தாத் கர்த்தவ்யதா நியமார்த்தஹ. சப்போஸ் த க்வெஸ்சன் இஸ் ஆஸ்ட், ஆல்ரெடி இட் வாஸ் சேம் டிசிப்ளின்ஸ், சேம் வேல்யூஸ் ஆர் ஆல்ரெடி டாட் இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் செக்ஷன், மீன் நைன்த் செக்ஷன் அனுவாக்க. சத்யான்ன பிரமதித்தவ்யம், தர்மான்ன பிரமதித்தவ்யம், இட் இஸ் எ satyam vada dharmam cha. See, what has been taught again is repeated. The values and disciplines, karmas, which have been emphasized, instructed in the 9th section, are again repeated here in this section. Why? So the two purpose, he says, Rutadinam purvatra upadeshaha. See, rutam, satyam, shamaha, damaha, swadhyaya pravachanecha. There also all these values were taught. Disciplines were emphasized. What is the purpose? Rutadinam purvatra upadeshaha. The teaching of disciplines, values such as rhythm, etc. In the previous 9th section, purvatra means before the previous section, anarthakya pariharartha. There they were emphasized specifically for the purpose of avoiding unwanted, unpleasant, undesirable results and things. The word anarthakyam means unwanted, undesirable, unfavorable, undesirable, unpleasant results and things. Anarthakyanam pariharartham. Anarthakyam, anarthakyani. Anarthakyanam pariharartham. Anarthakyani means what? Undesirable results, unpleasant results, unwanted results. If we do not want undesirable situations in life, then what we should do? We should follow the values, disciplines. Therefore, anarthakya pariharartha purvatra upadeshaha. The teaching of values such as rutam, etc., given in the previous section, is meant for the removal of unpleasant, unwanted, undesirable situations, results and things. Why? Simple, that's all meant. But here the same disciplines and values are emphasized in this section. It is not simply for avoiding the unwanted, undesirable, unpleasant results and things. It is for mental preparation. Here the focus of the teaching is on what? Mental preparation. Is it clear? Mental preparation. You must do this. Otherwise, there's no way of neutralizing your papams. Unless you neutralize the part of the papam, there's no way of removing the obstacles. Unless you understand, the mind has to become conducive. That is, there's no way of having adequately disturbance-free pure mind. There's no way of rising. Therefore, jnana utpatyartha artatvat kartavyata niyamartha. Kartavyata niyamartha. Here, the same disciplines and values are prescribed. The teaching of the same thing is specifically meant for regularly, that they must be performed, followed, so that they contribute for the mental preparation required for the rise of the knowledge. Got it now? So here, it's not simply avoiding the unwanted results. It must be productive, it must be contributive for the attainment of jnanam. Ihatu jnana utpatyarthatvat kartavyata niyamartaha. They must be followed. they must be performed. All these karmani should be strictly followed. Values must be strictly followed. This must be strictly followed because they must contribute for the rise of knowledge. How? By preparing the mind. Okay. He teaches difference between the teaching of same disciplines in the previous section, 9th section, and again in the 11th section. Difference made very clear. See the difference. Now, as a person of Purushartha Nischaya, you have no choice. You have to follow these values. In fact, you must beg Bhagavan to bless you with the strength to choose to do the right, to refrain from the wrong, so that you are the right track. Vedamanochya, Vedamanochya. Now, Shankara Bhagatpada comments upon that first word. Vedam anochya. Vedam you know very well. It's objective case form of Vedaha. Vedam anochya. Anochya is equal to what? Adhyapya. Vedam anochya is equal to Vedam adhyapya. You're learning Sanskritam also. Vedam anochya is equal to Vedam adhyapya. Adhyapya means what? Adhyapana anantaram, having taught Veda means, I'm going to say, not the karma, specifically the karma kanda mantras of the Veda, karma upasana kanda mantras of the Veda Shastram. So, here Veda Manuchya, having taught the Veda means, having taught the proper chanting, proper method of chanting, to the extent of memorizing it. The proper Vedic chanting, proper teaching of the Vedic chanting means one must be able to memorize the mantras also. The Vedic chanting must be taught in such a way that mantras become memorized. So Veda Adhyanam implies learning to chant simultaneously memorizing the mantras. So, Vedam Anuchya, Vedam Adhyapya, having taught the Vedic chanting, Acharyaha Antevasinam. Now, Acharya does not give the meaning. We all know Acharyaha. Swayam Acharati, Anyan Acharayati iti Acharyaha. We know the meaning. So, it is not given. Antevasinam. So, antevasi, vinakaranta pullinga shabdaha, antevasi, antevasin shabdaha. So, antevasi, antevasinam means sishyam. Sishyam, anushasti. Now, he teaches, see, anushasti, the verb, the prefix anu, we're going to see the meaning later on. The verb shasti, second conjugation verb derived from the root is shas. Shasti means rules, governs. Shasti also means teaches. See, Vedam governs, protects us by governing our way of life. How? By teaching. Governing one's way of life must be through teaching only. That's why, you know, the Veda is called Shastram. Why Shastranatha Trayate Iti Shastram? Why do you say that? Shasti Trayate protects. How? By governing our way of life. How does it govern our way of life? By teaching. So Shasti means teaches, governs. So here, Sishyam Anushasti. Antevasam Anushasti, Sishyam Anushasti. Here the teacher teaches this student. Grantha Grahanath Anu. When does he teach? What does he teach? The teacher he has already taught what? Having taught the Vedic chanting, and after that, following the teaching of Vedic chanting, Grantha Grahanat Anu. See, Grantha Grahanam means what? Grasping the text. Grasping of the text means one must have learned to chant simultaneously, one must have memorized the text. Now, in Puja Swamiji's words, the whole text which was in the memory of the teacher gets transferred to the head of the student. Whatever the teacher has, the whole text, the Veda mantras, the teacher has in his mind, memorized, in his memory. They don't follow books now in front of them. We follow books now. You want to see one mantra, to follow the book. But the teacher, those days, teachers must have had all, the whole Veda must be in his mind. It's called a Grantha Grahanam. Grantha Grahanam means having the whole text memorized. And not only memorized, then the student must be able to reproduce, okay, present the text in the form of chanting. It's called a Grantha Grahanam. So how can you recite the mantras? No book, nothing to look at. You have to recite, repeat all the mantras from, how will you repeat? How will you express your knowledge? By chanting. So one must learn to chant correctly. One must memorize the book also. It's called a Grantha Grahanam. So having a proper knowledge of chanting from one's memory is called Grantha Grahanam. So, Grantha Grahanat Anu. Anu means what? Paschat. Paschat means what? After. After having taught the student Vedic chanting in such a way that whole text he has grasped and he keeps in his memory. Paschat. Shasti. Anu Shasti. Grantha Grahanat Paschat Anu is Paschat Shasti. He teaches. So Shasti means what? Tad Artham Grahayati. See, very important. He does not see the Adhyayanam does not mean simply learning to chant the mantras. Learning to chant the mantras in such a way that memorizing the mantras, then following that Vedic chanting, one must learn the meanings also. So, tad artham grahayati. Tesha mantranam artham grahayati. The student does not grinnati. He makes them grahayati. Grinnati, grahayati is the causative verb of grinnati. The teacher makes the student grasp the meanings of those mantras also, which means he teaches. What is teaching? Shasti. Shasti means teaches. Teaches what? Tadartham grahayati. He teaches the meanings of those mantras also. Okay. Shasti means teaches, isn't it? You understand the verb meaning of this, one more meaning of this verb now. The same verb, imperative verb, it came across in Bhagavad Gita. Remember where? Imperative verb of the verb shasti. Karpanya doshopahata swabhavaha prichhamitvam dharma sammodha chetaha yachreyasyanischitam bruhitanme sishyasteham Shadhi, Shadhi Mam Twam Prapannam. So Shadhi is imperative verb of Shasti. Hey Krishna, may you teach me. Understand? It also implies protect me. If you teach me, you are protecting me. That's the meaning. Okay. So, Anushasti means Grantha Grahana Anantaram Paschat. He teaches. Means Artham Grahayati. So, mantram Grantha Grahanam Karayati Artham Api Grahayati. Okay, he teaches the meanings also. It Tadartham means Tesha Mantranam Artham Grahayati. He makes them understand the meanings of those mantras also. Ataha, therefore, Avagamyate. Therefore, it's understood from this. What is understood? Adhita Vedasya. See, another rule is understood. Adhita Vedasya. Dharma jignyasam akritva gurukulat na samavartitavyam iti. So from this one verb anushasti itself, we understand the teacher, not only he teaches the mantras, he teaches the proper Vedic chanting, such a way that the student gets the whole text memorized also, has in his memory, in his mind. Then following that Vedic, for the teaching of Vedic chanting, he also teaches the mantras, the meanings of the mantras. He also teaches tadartham api grahayati. He also teaches the meanings of those mantras. Therefore, ataha avagamyate. Therefore, it is understood. What is understood? Adhita Vedasya Dharma Jignyasama Kritva Gurukulat Na Samavartitavyam Iti. What is understood from this? He says, Adhita Vedasya Gurukulat Na Samavartitavyam. See, Samavartate is an intransitive verb. Samavartate. Samavartate means what? Returns. Returns. Vartate, avartate, samavartate. Isn't it? Vartate. You add two prefixes, a and sam. Samavartate, returns. So being an intransitive verb, there's no passive voice. Isn't it? So this is impersonal voice. Sama na samavartitavyam. It should not be returned by the student. The student should not return. To make it very emphatic, they use this impersonal voice. It should not be returned by him means what? The student should not return. From where? Gurukulat. He should not return to his house from the Gurukulam. How? Which student? Adhita Vedaha. Vedaha Adhitaha Yena Saha Adhita Vedaha. The student who has studied, learnt the Vedic chanting, has memorized the whole text, has also learnt, isn't it, the meanings of the mantras. Adhita Vedaha. Why he should know the meanings? He simply has memorized, learnt the mantras, has memorized the mantras. He does not know the meanings. He will not know how, he will not know when, where, how to implement those mantras. Because all these mantras are Karmakanda mantras. One must learn the mantras, must learn the meanings. Learning the meanings means one must know when those mantras should be used, where they should be used, how many times they must be chanted, recited, which occasion they must be used. Vivaha mantras are different. Antyeshtikara mantras are different. Jatakara mantras are different. So which mantra should be the temple installation, the murtis installed, the temple mantras are different. So various mantras, various rituals for various purposes. Now the student must know how, when, where mantras must be appropriately used. This is called what? Dharma jignyasa. Dharma jignyasa means desire of knowing the meanings of mantras, when one should do which karma, called dharma jignyasa. In fact, dharma jignyasa literally means what? Dharmam jnatam iccha dharma jignyasa. Desire to know the duty. The word dharma here means karma. Karma is what? Anything which should be done is a dharma. Dharma jignyasa means desire to know the duty is dharma jignyasa. Every student must have dharma jignyasa. Desire to know which karma must be performed where, etc. This is called dharma jignyasa. Know-how of rituals. Isn't it? So dharma jignyasam akritva. Dharma jignyasam akritva, without having got one's desire to know the rituals, where, when, how they should be performed, etc., it should not be returned by the student who has studied the Veda. Means what? This one should not return. That's the meaning. It is not active voice sentence. Intransitive verb. We should take it in such a way. The student should not return. Okay. Adhita Vedasya Dharma Jignyasa Makrutva Gurukulat Na Samavartitavyam Iti Avagamyate. So one should return from Gurukulam only if a person has learnt the meanings of the mantras, so that he has got his desire to know his duties properly. When he comes back, he must know what he should do, what he should not know, which is right, which is inappropriate, which mantra should be recited where, etc. He must have thorough knowledge of the mantra, using usage of mantras. That dharma jignyasa. So dharma jignyasam akritva, without having thoroughly understood the know-how of rituals, knowledge of his duties, understood this. Desire for, without having got his desire for knowing the rituals, the duties properly, he should not return. Adhita Vedena, that is the meaning. Adhita Vedasya Dharma Jignyasam Akritva Gurukulat Na Samavartitavyam Iti. In fact, Samavartanam itself is a specific ritual. Every time when they stay in Gurukulam for many years, studied Veda Shastram, Veda Dhinam they do, they thoroughly, they get the whole, the entire Karmakanda mantras memorized, and then they understood the meanings also. Then when they return, before that there's a specific ritual. And the ritual itself is called Samavartanam. Means the rich celebration of returning home, okay, from Gurukulam as a graduate, as a person who has completed his study of the Veda, Gandhi, Veda Dhyanam. That's why Samavartanam is a, how we all have some, ceremony. There is a Samavartanam, but ritual. And once that ritual is done for you, there's a, again, it's a very beautiful ritual. When the ritual is done, the person has got the ritual done for him. The teacher will not do the ritual for him. The Gurukulam will not organize the ritual for him unless he has really memorized, he has passed his exam. Okay? The person has got his ritual done. He is called Snataha or Snatakaha. Snataha or Snatakaha is the one who has been accepted by the teacher and the Gurukulam that he has really studied, has done the Vedic, he has done the Adhyayanam. Means has memorized the mantras, learned to chant properly, he has learned the meanings also, and he has Dharma Jignyasa. I mean, but he has got his desire for knowing his duties fulfilled. Means he has the knowledge of the implementing those mantras. Got it? He's called Snatakaha or Snataha. Okay. That is why here the teacher again instructs. And here again, there's one Apastambha Smriti. From Apastambha Smriti, Shankara Bhagavatpada takes a statement and he presents the paraphrase of the Apastambha Smriti. What does it say? The Apastambha Smriti says, Karmani Buddhva Yat Kamayet Tat Cha Arabhet. Karmani Buddhva Yat Kamayet Tat Arabhet. This is the original statement of Apastambha Smriti. But Shankara Bhagavatpada presents the, he paraphrased it and presents it here. Buddhva Karmani Cha Arabhet. See, when the student goes out, when he begins performing rituals, etc., using these mantras, he must know what he is doing. Buddhva Cha Karmani Arabhet. One must do any ritual, any chanting, knowing which mantra he is chanting, where he is chanting, what is the occasion, what is the purpose, what is the benefit, everything he must know. What is the purpose? See, knowing the purpose, knowing the occasion, he knowing everything, all about the mantra, he must do the karma. He can't simply do the karma, isn't it? Buddha karmani cha arabhet. Knowing what he is going to do, why he is doing, the purpose of doing, everything, knowing everything he must do. You can't mechanically do something not knowing anything. Buddha cha arabhet. This is the Smriti statement, isn't it? Therefore, he says, from all this teaching, we understand Dharma Jignyasam Akrutva Gurukulat Adita Vedena Samavartitavyam. Okay. If he returns, what? He is a failure. Okay. If he is not a Snatakaha, then he will not be invited. Society will not accept him. Okay. He is not a Snatakaha, means what? Then he may not know things, even if he has thorough knowledge also. He is not Snatakaha, then he will not be revered as a person. Huh? He won't be invited by people for rituals. Okay. Now, katham anushasti ityaha. Katham anushasti. How does the teacher instruct strictly? How does the teacher instruct the students strictly? Katham anushasti. Satyam vada. Satyam vada. Speak the truth. Imperative verb. Satyam vada means what? He says, explaining. Yatha pramana avagatam vaktavyam tadvada. யதா பிரமாணாவகதம் வக்தவ்யம் தத்வத. தத்வத. So may you speak only that truth, okay, which is actually is in keeping with appropriate pramanam, in keeping with either Vedic teaching or in keeping with what you speak must be collected from the reliable sources. Suppose if you have to reveal something, what you reveal must have been gathered from appropriate reliable sources. And you must know what the information you got is definitely from a reliable source. It's called pramanavagatam. Or what you want to say must be in keeping with the Shastra teaching. And it must be, there must be necessity for speaking also. What then I should speak? There's no necessity for what you need, even if it is a truth. Even if it is a truth, it must, there will be necessity. It must be relevant, either for the speaker or for the listener. Therefore, it is said, Yatha pramana avagatam vaktavyam. That is satyam. Tadvada. Then tadvada dharmam chara. Follow dharma. The question comes, my God, the word dharma, dharmaha, is something, one word which can never be translated into any of the European languages. Because dharmaha implies so many factors, so many things. What does the word dharmaha mean? Okay, we only explain, driyate aneneti dharmaha, dharana dharma ityuchyate, that which upholds is dharma. We say all this. But what does the word dharma exactly mean? Dharmam chara, follow dharma means what? So Shankaracharya says here, dharma iti anushteyanam samanya vachanam. Samanya vachanam means what? It's a common word. It's a common word. One common word. One general expression for all which should be strictly followed. Anushteyanam sarvesham samanyam ekam vachanam is what? Dharmaha. Dharmaha is one word, one common word for all the values which should be strictly followed. Anushteyanam sarvesham karmanam samanim ekam vachanam dharmaha. One word, one common word, one general word for everything which should be followed. How do you say satyadi visesha nirdeshat? As there is specific mention of this value of truthfulness in speech. Satya adi visesha nirdeshat. As there is specific mention of the value of truthfulness in speech, etc., we understand the word dharmaha is one common word which stands for everything, all the values which should be strictly followed. Values, disciplines, everything. Okay. Swadhyayat. Now he moves on to the next sentence. Swadhyayatma pramadaha. Swadhyayatma pramadaha. He explains swadhyayat means what? Adhyayanat. Adhyayanat ma pramadaha. Ma pramadaha is a verb. Yes, pramadam ma karshihi. Pramadam ma karshi. Pramadaha means indifference. Pramadam akarshihi means may you not be indifferent towards the study, the Vedic chanting, learning, study of the Vedic chanting, understanding the meanings. Adhyenat ma pramadaha. So pramadam ma karshihi means let there not be negligence on the part of the student in studying the Vedic chanting along with its meanings. Is it clear? Yeah. I mean, one should not ignore it. One should not reject it. One should not neglect it. One neglect is that. So, pramadaha also means what? Negligence. It means indifference. It also means negligence. Swadhyayat is equal to adhyayanat ma pramadaha pramadam ma karshihi. It's okay. Therefore, when you say the word dharma also, it stands for all the way which should be followed, means all are not mentioned here. Isn't it? All the values. Not stealing, not cheating, not robbing, not hurting. All the values should be involved. That is the anushteyani. So, now swadhyaya, we understood. Now we'll move on to the next word. Acharyaya. Acharyaya means to the teacher means acharyartham for his teacher. Priyam means ishtam dhanam ahrit. Ishtam dhanam. Priyam dhanam. Priyam is equal to ishtam. Desired. Dhanam money. Ahritya is equal to aniya. So having, see, going out of the Gurukulam, having earned money, one must bring the desired money to the teacher. The money is not brought to the teacher as a fee. No, it is not the fee paid. Money brought to the teacher is not for paying the fees. It's not a tuition fees. It is the money brought to give the teacher as a token of one's gratitude, to express one's gratitude to the teacher for having given the teaching, and also for contributing for the preservation of the Shastra, so that the teacher will be able to teach next set of students. Because his food, shelter, everything is taken care of by the teacher. Everything he learned freely. There's no fees, isn't it? So when you don't have money, you are given complete free education. And you go out, you earn, give some money before you enter into your household life. That's why priyam ishtam dhanam ahritya aniya datva acharyartham priyam ishtam dhanam ahritya aniya datva kimartam vidya nishkrayartham. See, vidya nishkrayartham. Vidya nishkrayaha means for having, receiving the teaching. Receiving the knowledge. Vidya nishkrayartham. Okay. For giving, for sharing the knowledge. Vidya nishkrayartham. Acharya dhanam dattva. Having given the money, then what one should do? Acharyena anujnataha. It's very important. Very important. How relevant it is nowadays, I don't know. But it is very important. Acharyena anujnataha. Being permitted by his teacher. Means with the permission of that anujnataha is a participle. Isn't it? Adjective. Anujnata. Permitted. As the one who has been permitted by his teacher. Means with the permission of the teacher. what anurupan daran ahritya, then having married anurupan daran ahritya, having taken the mentally compatible wife, having got a mentally compatible wife is implied in marriage, through marriage. See, dharaha, you'll be very happy to know, dharaha is a nitya bahuvachana shabdaha. Don't think many wives, okay? Dharaha means only one wife. Use as a plural word, okay? Dharaha means one wife. Therefore, actually pulling a shabda also. Dharan anurupan dharan ahritya. Means what? Having taken mentally compatible. Anurupa. Anurupa who matches in every respect. The anurupa. Mentally compatible wife in marriage. Dharaha nitya bahuvachana pullinga shabda. But it means a stri, wife. Very funny, isn't it? Even though it means wife, it is a pullinga shabda. Anurupan daran ahritya katam, with the permission of the teacher. Being permitted by the teacher. Acharyena anujnataha. If acharya anugrinnati, anujanati, then parents also will not say no. That is implied. Prajatantum. So go out as a student. When you go out, you must be a snatakaha. As a snatakaha only, you should leave the gurukulam. Gurukulat bahir gamanam must be as a snatakaha. As a properly a qualified Vaidika. Then once you go out, earn money. Give the desired money to the teacher. After giving money, okay, again it's not as a fee, it's for receiving the teaching. Then with the teacher's permission, the teacher's knowledge, blessed by the teacher, get married to mentally compatible girl. Then what you should do? Prajatantum. Prajatantuhu. Prajatantum ma vyavachetsihi. Prajatantuhu is equal to prajasantanaha. Prajatantum prajasantanam ma vyavachetsihi. So may you not break prajasantanam. Santanam santanoti. Isn't it? The verb santanoti means perpetuates. So, prajata santanam is equal to lineage of the family. May you not break the lineage of the family. Means may contribute for the perpetuation of the family lineage. Okay. Again, family lineage is for what? If dharma has perpetuated, dharmis must be there. For which one must have progeny. So, perpetuation of dharma implies, in fact, handing over everything that has been being followed in Vedic tradition. Samskritihi, anushtanani, the rituals, the values, the attitudes, the disciplines, everything must be handed over to the children. Okay. That's why prajatantum prajasantanam ma vyavachetsihi. In fact, in Tamil, people use a santanam for progeny. Santanam, there's one Bhagavan Krishna, Santana Gopala Krishna. Many people chant Santana Gopala Krishna mantra for progeny. Santanam itself does not mean progeny, actually. Santanam means the progeny which is which contribute for the perpetuation, for sustaining the family lineage. Okay. Praja santatehe vichittihi na kartavya. Say vichittihi noun. Vichittihi means breaking, break, cutting, cleaving is vichittihi. Vichittihi na kartavya. Break off, break in the family lineage should not be done. Praja santatehe vichittihi na kartavya. Santatihi ikaranta shabda. So praja santatehe vichittihi na kartavya. So he again, Shankara Bhagavatpada emphasizes the same teaching. The lineage of family should not have any break. Anutpadyamanepi putre, even when there is no production of the child, progeny, offsprings. Putre anutpadyamanepi, even if the child, suppose sometimes natch because of some problems, obstacles, even people, women don't conceive, the children are not born, even then. Putra kamyadi karmana, by performing specific rituals performed for fulfilling the wish of having children. Putra kamyadi karmana means putra kameshti, putra kama ishti. Ishti means puja, worship. Putra kama ishti is a puja, the worship, the yajna ritual specifically performed for fulfilling the desire of having children. So putra kamyadi karmana, by performing some specific rituals, kamya karmas for having children, tad utpattau in producing progeny, children. Yatnaha kartavyaha, effort must be done. One should not take it for granted. Even then, if one doesn't get, it's okay. One must make genuine effort. One must make all possible genuine efforts in having children, for having children. People already close their minds. No. There must be genuine effort. I'm not saying. Shankar Bhagavatpada says in his commentary, putra kamyadi karmana tadutpatto yatnaha kartavyaha. Effort must be genuinely done. Appropriate efforts, adequate efforts, proper efforts must be genuinely done in having, is it, children. Tadutpattau iti abhiprayaha. This is the message conveyed here. Iti abhiprayaha. If this idea is not there, somehow we must try to have progeny. Because contributing for the perpetuation of dharma is very important. If you have to contribute for the perpetuation of dharma, you must contribute for perpetuation of the family lineage. So you must make efforts. So dharma importance is for dharma. Oh, if I do something for dharma, means you must try to have children. This is the idea. If this wasn't the idea, then Upanishad would not have used three words pertaining to the progeny. It could have started with one word, isn't it? Three words. What are the next words? Praja, prajananam, prajatihi. Remember? See, one must have children. One must contribute with the perpetuation of family lineage. One should see that the family lineage is not broken, for which one must get married. One must approach his wife appropriate time. And not only that, even one must live his life in such a way that one's own children will get married, and through them they will contribute for the perpetuation of the family lineage and dharma. To emphasize this, the three words are used: praja, prajananam, prajatihi. Praja, prajanan, prajati, traya nirdesha samarthyat. The word samarthyam is what here does not mean expertise. Samarthyam here does not mean expertise. Samarthyam here means what? Emphasis and importance. The significance. Nirdesha samarthyat. As there is emphasis, the importance, a specific mention of these three words, praja, prajanana and prajatihi, the idea conveyed is that something or the other, there must be genuine, appropriate efforts must be made in having progeny. Anyatha, otherwise, prajanascha iti yetadi ekameva avakshyat. Otherwise, Upanishad would have said only one word, prajanaha. Prajanaha iti ekam yetadi ekameva avakshyat. Avakshyat is a ring verb. Ring verb. Upanishad would have mentioned only one word, prajanaha. It would not have mentioned other two words, prajatihi, etc. If this was not the idea. Got it? Avakshyat. It would have said. Or should have said. Can say both. Anyatha, otherwise, prajanaha iti cha etad ekameva avakshyat. It would have said only one word, prajanaha, if it wasn't the idea. The idea conveyed is somehow one must have children. Okay. Next word. Satyanna pramaditavyam. Again, pramadaha na kartavyaha. Satyat cha pramadaha na kartavyaha. So, negligence should not be done. There should not be negligence on the part of one in following the discipline of truthfulness in speech. One should not neglect this. Definitely one should follow this discipline of truthfulness. Why? Because satyat cha pramadanam. Satyat pramadanam. Andrata prasangaha. Satyat pramadanam andrata prasangaha. So, neglecting this truth, neglecting the discipline of truthfulness in speech, ignoring it, is actually andrata prasangaha. It will give rise to what? Speaking the untruth. If you don't speak the truth, it is as was speaking the untruth. Anrutha prasang, it will give rise to situation of having to speak the untruth also. Anrutha prasangaha. Your pramada shabda samarthyat. Pramada shabda samarthyat. So, because of the word pramadaha, actually, is a very significant word. Because of the significance, the importance, the emphasis of the word pramadaha, it means what? Negligence on the part of a person in terms of not speaking the truth will give rise to the situation of having to speak the untruth. Even simple occasions. If I get delayed to come here, I tell the truth, no? I stayed longer. I tell a lie, traffic on the road. Not a big papam, but still it's a papa karma. Andrutam, isn't it? If you don't tell the truth to speak, if you don't speak the truth, you have to say something, and it's andrutta prasanga. There's a situation of having to speak the untruth. And speak the untruth is a papa karma. Not speaking the truth is not papa karma. Not speaking the truth will give rise to the situation of having to speak the untruth, which becomes a papa karma. And we don't want papa. Papa means, again, split to the personality. Again, there is a pratibandha. That's why it is ashubham. So, pramada shabda samarthyat. Because of the emphasis, significance of the word pramada, we understand that it should be, there should not be negligence at all in following this discipline of truthfulness. Visvrutya api anrutam na vaktavyam. Vismrutya api. Vismrutihi means what? Forgetfulness. Vismrutya api, forgetfully also. Inadvertently also. Unknowingly also. Unintentionally also. Forgetfully also. Anrutam na vaktavyam. Untruth should not be uttered. One should not speak untruth. One should not say the untruth. Ityartha anyatha satyavadana pratishedha eva syat. Anyatha satya vadana anyatha asatya vadana pratishedha eva syat. Otherwise, it would have been mere avoidance of telling the untruth. It's not mere avoidance of telling the untruth. It's emphasis. Why? It's not mere avoidance of truth or untruth. If you don't speak the truth, you'll end up speaking untruth. It's a papa karma. We move to the next word. Dharmanna pramaditavyam. He comments on this sentence. Dharmatana pramaditavyam. One should not deviate from dharma. Again, there should not be negligence on the part of a person in following dharma. Dharma shabdasya anushteya vishayatvat ananushtanam pramadaha sahana kartavyaha. See, dharma shabdasya anushteya vishayatvat. Dharma shabda always implies anything which should be followed. So, ananushtanam means what? Not following what is meant by the word dharma? Whatever is meant by the word dharma, what should be followed alone is meant by the word dharma. There's no choice. Optionless. Dharma means what? Anushteyam. Anushteyam means what? Optionless. It must be followed. I have headache, I have backache, I have that, this, that. No lame excuses should be given. Whatever should be followed comes under the category of dharma. Therefore, that must be followed. Therefore, ananushtanam, not following dharma, becomes what? Pramadaha, becomes a negligence. Sahana kartavya. That negligence should not be done. I mean, there should not be negligence on the part of a person in terms of following dharma. Why? Because if you do not follow what should be followed, you'll end up following what should not be done. Why I should do what I should do? Because if you do not do what should be done, you will helplessly driven to do what should not be done. That is why we say Veda Shruti is a mata. 100% a well-wisher. A non-demanding mother. Okay. Pramadaha na kartavyaha. Ananushtanam pramadaha. Saha pramadaha na kartavyaha. They are following. Okay. Anushtatavyaha eva. You can't say more than this, isn't it? Anushtatavyaha eva. Kindergarten Sanskritam knowledge is enough to understand how much is emphasized. Anushtatavyaha eva. Anushteya is a potential passive participle, isn't it? That itself is for emphasis. Anushtatavyaha eva means there's no option at all. It should be followed. What should be followed? Dharmaha anushtatavyaha eva. Dharmaha anushtatavyaha eva. Dharmaha anushtatavyaha eva. Iti yavat. No lame excuse should be given for not following dharma. There's no choice. There's no option. It should be strictly followed. This is what is the teaching here. Iti yavat. That's why dharma jnanam, atma jnanam does not require, it cannot be implemented. Aham brahmasmi jnanam, you understand. Where are you going to implement that jnanam? It just to be understood, that's all. Whereas dharma jnanam should be implemented. You know what is dharma. You must follow that, isn't it? You must implement the knowledge of dharma in your day-to-day life. Dharma jnanam should be anushtanam. It should be followed. Know, understand, follow. So the teacher now in his valedictory address, they've understood all this. They have the knowledge of dharma. Snatakaha means they have knowledge of dharma. I must implement now the knowledge in his day-to-day life. There was strict instruction here. Evam kushalat. Evam kushalat. Atmarakshanarthat karmanaha na pramaditavyam. Next he goes to next one. Kushalana pramaditavyam. Kushalana pramaditavyam. In what? Kushalat is equal to atmarakshanarthat karmanaha. From all the activities, from all anything which should be done for one's own protection, one's own well-being. Pujya Swami, you say very beautifully. Self-negligence. I serve the society, I serve others. Nothing should be at the cost of one's own self well-being. Correct? Is it self-negligence? Doing so many things, you always neglect yourself. Therefore, Atmarakshanarthat karmanaha na pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated by anyone from taking care of one's own protection. One's own well-being must be taken care of. One's own well-being means what? Not eating 3 times, not that one. One's own well-being in the sense, one's own physical, emotional well-being. And emotional well-being is absolutely dependent on following dharma. In living a life of dharma, only you can take care of your mental, emotional well-being. Atmarakshanarthat karmanaha na pramaditavyam. Okay. In fact, kushalata, even also the emotional well-being is more important here. So one must strictly live a life of dharma to take care of one's own emotional well-being. If a person takes care of one's emotional well-being, means definitely he is intelligent enough, prudent enough to take care of one's physical well-being also. In Tamil, we say, no? Like that, you need definitely healthy body and mind for accomplishing any purushartha, definitely for jnana purushartha, moksha purushartha. Jnana purushartha means moksha purushartha. Also. Then, bhutihi, bhutyena pramaditavyam, that he explains now. The word bhutihi means vibhutihi. Bhutihi means vibhutihi. Vibhutihi is a strilinga shabda. Bhutihi is strilinga shabda. Therefore, tasyai bhutyai means what? Bhutyarthan. Mangalayuktat karmanaha na pramaditavyam. There should not be negligence on the part of one in terms with reference to doing things which contribute for acquiring prosperity. One must do appropriate things for earning wealth. One must do things appropriately to earn one's wealth, to become prosperous. One must have prosperity. Why? Because without money, dharma anushtanam is not practical, not possible. Without dharma anushtanam, you cannot really become mentally prepared. Without becoming mentally prepared, you cannot attain jnana. Without which, moksha is not possible. Ultimately, that's why mangalayuktam karma. Mangalayuktat karmanaha na pramaditavyam. See, doing anything for earning your money, for spending for good purpose, isn't it? It's called mangalayuktam karma. Shankara Bhagavad is a beautiful word. Mangalayuktam karma. Even whatever actions you do for earning your wealth, for earning your money, is an auspicious action. Is entered to auspiciousness. Mangalayuktam karma. Who said it is not right? Shastram says mangalayuktam karma. Whatever you do to earn your money, in conformity with dharma, whatever you do to earn your money, it is mangalayuktam karma. Okay, because that money you have to use for what? For dharma anushtanam. If taking care of your own emotional, physical well-being is mangalayuktam karma. For maintaining yourself, for maintaining the family, for feeding people, the family members, it's all mangalayuktam karma. That's why everything is auspicious here. So beautiful to understand this, isn't it? So earning money is a Mangalyuktam karma. Because with that money alone, you have to do things. Parama puja, you need to spend money. You have to, isn't it? Parham rituals, you have to spend money. Give dakshina, buy flowers, prepare naivedyams. Everything, for everything you need money. With that money, you cannot do anything. So, it's all mangalyuktam karma. That's why bhute na pramadittavya means mangalayuktat bhutyarthat karmanaha na pramadittavyam. It should not be deviated by anyone from actions which are performed for the sake of money, prosperity. Bhutyarthat karmanaha. The karma performed for acquiring prosperity. That is Mangalyuktam karma. So one should not give it up. Okay. Swadhyaya pravachanabhyam na pramaditavyam. Again, swadhyayaha is equal to adhyayanam. Pravachanam adhyapanam. So one must never give up. Learning, studying, and sharing what one has learned, studied. Learning and teaching are two important disciplines one must follow, one must have. Tabhyam na pramaditavyam. From those two disciplines of studying and teaching, one should not give up. Tehi Niyamena kartavya kartavye. Tehi niyamena kartavya means what? Te swadhyaya pravachane dual. So te. They both study and teaching. They both disciplines should be followed properly, regularly. Niyamena kartavya. See, one must study regularly, properly. One must teach also regularly, properly. Niyamena adhyetavyam. Niyamena adhyapanam api kartavyam. That is the meaning. Now you can understand all those, how many times was emphasized. Swadhyayaha pravachanam. Along with every discipline, these two disciplines were repeatedly mentioned and emphasized. Again, it is said here. So you must remember the difference in teaching these same values. When it was taught in the 9th section, it was said to avoid the unpleasant, unwanted, undesirable results, situations. But here it is emphasized, no. All these must be followed ultimately to neutralize your pratibandhas and parabdha papam, thereby to conduce your mind for rising of knowledge. Okay. Very simple. Let me do two sentences. Stop. Let me complete this one. Okay. We have some more, many more important lessons following mantras. Tatha deva pitru karya abhyam na pramaditavyam. In the same way, similarly, deva pitru karya abhyam na pramaditavyam. It should not be deviated at all by one from the duties pertaining to devatas and duties pertaining to ancestors. Forefathers. Because we have three runams. Devarunam, Pitrunam, Rishirunam. We have the debts. We are indebted to Devatas. Because we enjoy so much here. Indebted to our own forefathers. We are indebted to our Rishis also. So all these debts we have to pay back. How are you going to pay back? only by strictly following the way of life enjoined by this Shastram, by following Panchamahayagnas. Okay. Deva Pitru Karyabhyam na Pramaditavyam means what? Deva Pitriye Karmani Kartavye. Mantra is used, isn't it? Daiva karma means what? Daivam karma, daiva karma. Any duty pertaining to devatas, daiva karma. Daivam karma. Pitriyam karma means what? Any duty pertaining to forefathers, ancestors. So these duties should not be, these duties should be definitely performed. That is Amma. Amavasya Tarpanam or Varshika Titi, Shraddham, all those things. Of course, people do not know this, okay? I'm saying at least we born, brought up in Vaidika families, they must be definitely followed. Matru Devo Bhava, that he explains, Mata Devaha Yasya Saha Tvam Matru Devaha Bhava. Mata Devaha Yasya Saha Matru Devaha. The one for whom mother herself is Bhagavan. He is Matru Devaha. Tvam Matru Devaha Bhava. Bhava means Syaha. Imperative Syaha. Bhava. So may be the one for whom mother herself is Bhagavan. Evam Pitru Devaha, Acharya Devaha, Atithi Devaha Bhava. Atithi Devaha Bhava. So, devatavat upasyaha yete ityartha. What is the idea? May you become the one for whom mother is Bhagavan, father is Bhagavan, acharya is Bhagavan means what? Means mother, father, acharya, the teacher. Now, so guest, all of them should be revered as Bhagavan. You must have as much reverence as you have for Bhagavan towards all this, all of them. If we make our parents unhappy, we'll never be happy. So what it is said, implied is, even if the acharya or mother or father, the guest, unknowingly, unintentionally also, sometimes their advice and instructions, even if they went wrong, still they shall be counted. They must be revered. There's no reason. No reason. Father, mother means you must revere them like parent, Bhagavan. They must be treated like, the reverence you show to them must be as much reverence as you have for Bhagavan. If you have reverence for Bhagavan, then you must have reverence for them. Without having reverence for parents and teacher and atithi, how much reverence you have for Bhagavan? It is not really real reverence. That much importance given to parents here. Okay? Devatavat upasyaha. They all must be treated like devatas. They all must be upasya. They all must be worshipped. Worshipped like devatas. Ete iti artha. Okay. Now we have covered the portion which we started. The rest we will continue next class. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Shri Rubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.